Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday. And you know what time it is. It's time for some real talk. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and my currently absent co-host is Kaylin Patterson, and together we are P4P Real Talk. So hope everyone is doing fantastic. I know I have been just wrapping up a little food prep. I have the privilege of being a judge or on the judging panel for the Miss Iowa USA, Miss Teen Iowa USA pageant over the weekend, which very interesting experience being on that side of the equation. And I didn't get a chance to get my food prep done over the weekend, but no excuses. I was able to pick back up on that today and steamed several vegetables and got some chicken in the works, and I am good. I'm not very fancy with the food, but I'm one of those people. I am totally okay with that. I can eat the same thing over and over and be fine, except for eggs. Eggs and spinach mixed together, I can only do that for so many meals, and then I get a little green around the gills with that, so I don't include that in my menu very often, but every once in a while. So anyway, enough about me and my meal prep, but I hope you guys are all on top of your meal prep who are in the heart of competition season or are training for 2017. There are several good shows still left out there that people are going to be jumping in. I know a couple of them, the NGA Natural Peoria Bodybuilding Championships on October 29th are coming up. And then we also have the NAMBF Nationals in Kansas City, November 12th. So those are a couple of shows still coming up at the end of the season. But we are also seeing quite a few shows in 2017 that are already releasing their dates. So if you are planning on competing in 2017, or maybe this is, you know, your first competition you're gearing up for next year, some shows to keep an eye on already is the NAMBF IFPA Buffalo Fitness Fest, April 8th, and obviously low New York. So you guys are in that neck of the woods or you like to travel, put that on your calendar. We also have the NAMBF Diva Classic, May 6th, 2017. That is an all-female event. So you ladies, show up and show your sass on that stage. It's an awesome show. It has historically, it's so young, but in the past has been a very good size show. So great opportunity for you to get out there. And then also the Windy City Classic in Chicago, August 19th, 2017. So a couple of early dates out there. I know we should be seeing something about the Chi-Town Showdown with Joe Perez coming out here pretty soon. But, you know, we are still getting these early dates in, and we will continue to share those with you as they come across our desk. So, you know, the season is wrapping up this year, but next year is going to be way strong. So you are going to want to be prepared and start getting yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically ready for another great competition season. Speaking of which, tonight we have an awesome guest that is joining us, and he has got a pretty amazing backstory, which we're going to learn more about. Joining us this evening is Mr. Jack Halverson. He has several nicknames he tends to be known by. Jack Superman Halverson, Jack the Ageless Wonder Halverson, and Jack Captain America Halverson. Those are all some pretty big shoes to fill. Jack, how are you doing this evening?
Thanks, Desiree. Fine. Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a great evening.
Awesome. Yeah, so, definitely. It has been beautiful out. So, Jack, tell us a little bit more about yourself and just how you got started in this whole bodybuilding biz.
Well, actually, bodybuilding was always something I enjoyed watching and observing when I was a very young age. I grew up on a farm and was used to pretty hard activities, was pretty physical back then. But then when I got down to college in Peoria, Illinois, and got through college from about 82 onward, I was pretty much a desk jockey. And over those years, I gained a few extra pounds, got up to about 256 pounds over that time period. And the worst thing that came about that started was in August 2008. I got diagnosed as diabetic. At the time, they thought it was a type 2 diabetic. But later on, they found it was an onset of type 1 diabetes, where I have a gene that actually attacks my own pancreas and shuts off the insulin production.
Oh, wow.
So that happened in 2008. So that got me a little more serious about getting at least my weight down. I really wasn't into working out at that time yet. A doctor had me on a real low-carb diet. It's wasn't really monitoring my protein or fats or anything like that. It was just low carbs, and it did help get my weight down, but everybody thought I was looking like death warmed over. And when I looked in the mirror in the morning, it kind of agreed to that. And then my next setback was in March of 2013, where I had a heart attack. Pretty lucky that I survived that one. It was in the main artery that comes down the front side of the heart. It's one they call the widowmaker. Thankfully, my wife, Judy, was very keen on getting me to the hospital as quickly as possible. And so I survived that. Had to have about a 6-millimeter little tube put in that vein to open that back up. And that worked out great. Then even after that, in 2015, just last year, I got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, which I'm also fighting to keep in front of. So all these things have led to the 2013 heart attacks, what really woke me up and started getting me back into the gym, though. So that was the wake-up call where I started getting serious about how I had to address my health concerns and what I could do to really improve my situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot in quick succession, because with type 1 diabetes, I mean, that's a lifelong thing. I mean, you manage it, but you never overcome that, correct?
No, it's not something you can limit. They don't understand what caused that gene to turn on at a later age. It's still an unknown area for them. So, but you know, the things are always changing. There's promises, but right now I do manage most of it through my diet. I do have to take a little bit of insulin every now and then. Right now, my coach has me on a ketosis diet, and it's really working. It's keeping my blood sugars very leveled out. It's working out very well, so I'm very pleased at that.
So I want to talk more about your ketosis diet, because I'm interested to see from your perspective what that looks like. But I want to jump back to 2013. So you're diagnosed with diabetes in 2018. 2013, you have the heart attack, and you're still managing your diabetes. So what about that translates into, boy, I think I want to compete in bodybuilding?
So in 2013, after I had the heart attack, I was actually in the gym at the time. I wasn't going and working out every day, but I was working out. And 2013, after the heart attack, and I went back, and I actually, once they put the stent in the in that main vein in front of the heart, I actually, my energy levels significantly improved. I really didn't realize how big an effect it had on my energy until after that was dealt with. So that was a major plus.
Mm-hmm.
So I started working out a lot harder and more often, and then actually in 2014 is when a few people at the gym noticed, say, you know, you're looking pretty darn good. You ever think about competing? And I said, no, not really. But that basically was what sparked my interest again to look at it. There was it was actually the NGA Heart of Peoria Bodybuilding Championship hosted by Jonathan Agin down here that was coming up in November of that year. So I approached my coach, or I approached Jonathan, asking him for some recommendations on coach, and he recommended Leif Anderson, who I reached out to, and Leif's been my coach ever since. But he's really the one that got me stage ready for that show, and it's been just pedal to the metal ever since.
I guess so. So how old were you when you first stepped on stage for your first show?
So I would have been 55.
55. Now, that's an age where a lot of people be like, man, I would be retiring from a sport at 55. But you were just getting started. What was that first experience like for you?
Oh, man, I was nervous. And honestly, I probably wasn't really ready to step on stage then, but I was committed and I wanted to go through with it, so I went ahead and did it. I probably should have waited till 2015 maybe to go on stage, but I look back and I'm glad I did. Like I say, I think it's the commitment that makes the most of whatever you want to succeed in. If you don't have that commitment, you have a tendency to step back and not follow through. So I went ahead and did the show, and I placed 5th out of 5, so I finished right where I thought I probably should finish, but it just led to better and greater things in 2015, so I look back on it and look at it as a great moment starting out my career that way, and it was good, very good.
Yeah, and I think the first show that I saw you compete at, if I'm remembered correctly, it would have been in 2015. I think it was a PBNA show that you were in. And then after that, have just been watching you continue to grow and just get bigger and leaner and mature over Facebook. And then I've had the privilege of watching you compete a couple of times this year. What are, I guess, some of the greatest improvements that you've made or that you've been most proud of over these last couple of years from season to season? Because you grind really hard, but you're always very excited about it. You're always looking forward to the next challenge, the next competition, the next show, and you always have your eye on improvement. How do you stay motivated for all of that?
I think just the idea of knowing that I believe that I can continue to do that improvement is really what keeps me motivated. Of course, there's all the other great athletes out there that when I look at and see what they achieve are huge motivation factors for me as well. My coach, my wife, my family is a big motivation for me. I always feel that at my age, I know there may be some limits that I may hit upon at some point in time, but at this moment, I keep an open mind and let it take me where it can. I think where I was going to go from there. Go ahead if you have another question,
okay.
Desiree.
Yeah, it'll probably come up 2 questions from now. We can still touch on it from then. So we talked about, you had referenced a keto diet, and I want to get a feel for what that looks like for you. And you said that's pretty critical to manage your weight. So in addition to the diet, are there other things that you need to do to help you manage your rheumatoid arthritis and your diabetes into the keto?
Well, the keto diet is actually very good for the being diabetic because you're very low carbs still. I'm anywhere from 30 to 50 grams of carbs a day for.
Wow.
And 50 is usually pretty high if I get up that high, but usually it's lower in from the 30 to 40 range. It's your fast that you're
in. And I'm complaining if I'm down around
much.
100.
What's that?
I said,
oh,
I'm complaining if I'm down around 100. So, yeah, so that's a pretty amazing number to me. So, okay, go ahead. So you're around 50 carbs.
Yeah, so I've always been somewhat low on my carb intake, so I think it was fairly easy for my system to shift over to a keto diet, and you're just increasing the amount of fats to be able to convert for getting your body to convert that to the energy that it mainly uses. And I think my system is doing a pretty good job of that at this point. But I've just started on it. This is my second week into the keto diet. It didn't seem like I had some of the initial effects that other people have had when they go to a keto diet. So I'm thinking that's a good sign, but more to come on that. But at this point in time, it's really working well. Keto diets are really known to be pretty good for diabetics, because you're able to manage your sugar levels a little better. You don't go through the spikes when you have the higher carbs in your diet. It's also, for me, it seems to be better for my joints and recovery, which actually is a help for the rheumatoid arthritis as well. My joints aren't quite as stiff when I wake up in the morning, I notice here lately, so that's a positive sign. So right now, like I say, I'm still pretty young into that diet, but at this point, all the signals look to be pretty good.
And it sounds like, so was it managing your blood sugar levels and your inflammation is what led you and your coach to decide to transition to the keto diet, or were there some other factors that contributed to that as well?
Well, I was looking into the keto diet. I know a good friend of mine here in Peoria that's also doing the keto diet now and is very pleased with his results. And I did a little bit of reading up and studying up, and I saw some of the benefits of it. And then I approached my coach, Leif, and asked him about possibly trying it. And he was open to the idea, and so that's where he gave me the reins to go ahead and move forward with it, and that's why we're trying it now.
All right, and it sounds like you're having some early success, which is great.
Yep.
With the rheumatoid arthritis, are you finding that that's holding you back in any ways, or, you know, it's just something that you manage and you're doing a good job of it and you're really not seeing too much of an impact on your strength program?
It does have some impact. It's not as bad as it used to be. When I first got diagnosed, it was something that actually came on very quickly for me last year. There was times I'd wake up in the morning and my ankles were so stiff I felt like if I was going to bend them, they were going to like snap off. So it was actually pretty bad at that point in time. So I started looking up in the different remedies for arthritis, and more natural as opposed to having to go to the doctor and get put on more medicine, which is something you'd rather not have to do. And one of the things I had run across was apple cider vinegar, and that was something I started consuming usually before I go to bed, and I noticed a couple of effects from it. One was it was reducing the swelling from the rheumatoid arthritis, and it was also helping me lower my blood sugars over the night. I'd wake up with significantly lower blood sugars than I used to. So the arthritis, it still gives me a little issues in the morning. I'll be a little bit stiff, so it takes, you know, a little bit of warming up to be able to go do like my fasted cardio. It's not something I'd want to jump out of bed and try to do some wind sprints with. It definitely affects me to that point. But once my joints are moving, warmed up, getting that exercise and blood flow through them, it's almost like I don't even know I have it. But first thing in the morning, I do notice it.
Okay. Well, I mean, and that's great. So anyone else out there who's listening, if you are suffering from similar symptoms, if you have rheumatoid arthritis yourself, you know, always discuss it with your physician, but these may be some things that you can take a look at incorporating into your daily regimen. Also have a little disclaimer to share with you guys from Jack's Coach Keto Diet, from Mr. Leif Anderson himself. Always check with your physician before diving into a keto protocol, especially if you are diabetic. Because a diabetic going into ketosis can actually be an issue if gone unregulated. So you want to work closely with your physician and with your coach, as well as to do your homework so you know what it is that you are getting into. So thanks, Leif, for chiming in with that and giving us that reminder. It's easy to get caught up in the flow of conversation and not think of all of these little housekeeping things that are really important that you need to cover. And the apple cider vinegar just to touch on that for a second, that seems to be a cure-all for a lot of things. You hear it used a lot in the natural realms of different things, whether it's weight loss, inflammation, the things that Jack just mentioned here. So apple cider vinegar, another one of those things to do your homework on and check into. So very interesting. So 2016, Jack, has been a pretty darn good year for you. You were at the DFAC USA Championships. You took first in Masters 50-plus bodybuilding. You were at the DFAC Windy City Naturals. You took second in Masters 50-plus bodybuilding. The NFF Poseidon Classic, you were first in Masters 50-plus bodybuilding and first overall. So you showed those young bucks what was what, or first overall Masters. And then Minnesota Mayhem, you were first in the Masters 50-plus bodybuilding. That's a lot of hardware in 1 year.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive when I look at it myself. I'm really blessed. I try to be inspiration for a lot of those that are my age, because I would like to see more competitors out there. I love being able to step on stage with both the young guys and the older guys and really bring it to the stage and have fun. So anybody out there listening, if you haven't decided to want to step on stage, but you'd like to, I highly recommend it.
Yep. And definitely, we're looking for competitors at every age. We, meaning speaking on behalf of all promoters out there, which I am not one of, but I always love to see a lot of people on stage that have put in the work and they're ready to bring their best. So definitely do think about that and check that out. And Jack, you're not done yet. You have some more shows coming up yet this fall. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, so the next one coming up here is the NGA Natural Peoria Bodybuilding Championship. Kind of mentioned that earlier. It's on October 29th, which just happens to be my 58th birthday. It's a reunion with Jonathan Agin as being the place where I started it all, so I thought it would be a good place to take that this year again. And then I'm thinking of doing one other show even after that, the NANBF Nationals in Kansas City, Missouri on November 12th. So that would probably be my final show for the year, but hopefully I can make a good showing in both those and make it an excellent 2016 competition year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time I see you, you come in, it looks a little bit leaner, a little bit bigger. What are the challenges or the goals that you still have ahead of you for this competition season?
Yeah, I think I can still come in a little bit leaner. Of course, as you come in leaner, you may look a little more muscular, but I'm not putting on any muscle, but I'm hopefully not losing much here either in comp season. I'm actually pushing just about as heavy as a weight as I did in my off season, which is pretty darn amazing. So I'm really happy with that, the way I came into the competition season this year with my diet. I would like to lean out a little bit more. I think I can do that with the keto diet and still be safe. Actually, last year at the Miami Worlds, I think I measured myself. I was at about 5.5% body fat. I can hopefully hit my last show here closer to 5%. I would like to see. I think that would be an excellent showing. Been a lot of improvement over.
I think you can do it.
Thank you. Done a lot of improvement over this season. Probably my biggest improvement is probably in my legs, and some of the ab work I've done is probably the biggest improvements I've had since last year. And then after this season, I think I may take a little bit of time off and give my body some time to grow again and come back strong for the next showing. Plus also, just to give everybody a little bit of a heads up, I'm looking at promoting my own show here in Central Illinois. Still working through the details of what organization I will be promoting for, but stay tuned. There's going to be some information coming out here before end of year, and it's going to be big.
Well, I hope so. So your passion then is getting carried to the next phase. At what point in all of this did you decide that you wanted to make that leap?
Well, that's always kind of been in the back of my mind as well, especially under the tutelage of Leaf. I've seen what he's done for the athletes, the focus he's had on them and putting them first in all of his shows. I've got a very similar desire, and I would really like to bring something here to Central Illinois and do the same level of attention for the athletes.
All right, very good. Well, we'll definitely be watching for that, and you know, we're always open to spreading the love and spreading the word for all of the shows that are coming out. So, as soon as you get more details on that, you will have to definitely let us know. And I know, so you train with Leaf, and I know you are part of Team Classic Physique, which they turn out a lot of great athletes. How important or helpful has that been to you to be part of that team atmosphere versus training on your own?
It's significant. I mean, it's like a great fit family. Everybody helps everybody out. It's hard to put in words the fellowship you feel when you're around the rest of the team. We all haven't actually all been together at one time, but we usually get to meet up throughout the year at different comps, and it's just a great feeling. So I look at what their accomplishments are. It's a huge motivation factor for me, and it's tremendous. I highly recommend being part of the team, whether it's Team Classic Physique or whatever team, but I think it's great motivation.
Now, at Minnesota Mayhem, where you were just at, so you're there to compete. We talked about you did an awesome job, but you also had another activity going on because I believe there was some filming taking place for a documentary that is being done about you. Is that correct?
Yes. So that's called the Radical Body Transformation, and it's done by James Hergott. And he every year he puts together a video which will be a synopsis of all the different athletes that have been chosen for part of this video, and it gets published out. I think it's at the towards the end of the year or the very beginning of next year, and it should be available on Netflix, is my understanding. There's some, if you're interested, if you go out to YouTube and look up Radical Body Transformation, you'll see some sample videos and some full videos of what it'll look like. So basically he came in, he did an interview similar to like what we're doing here that talked about my background, the issues involved with me getting to where I'm at today, and went through some of the actual workout routines that I go through at a gym, and then shot some of the highlights of the mayhem for the video. So I've only seen the bits and pieces of what they've done, but I've seen other videos he's done, and they are excellent videos. It's very well done production. Highly recommend watching it when it does come out. I'll definitely pass that information along as I hear more about it.
That would be great. So that sounds like a really exciting opportunity. How did he get connected with you?
So Leaf heard about it early. I got to remember this. I think it was actually late last year or very early this year that he heard about that James was looking for some candidates, and so we put in our stories to him, and out of those stories he selected the ones he thought were good opportunities for this video of what he was looking for. So myself and actually Christopher Worth, also off of Team Classic Physique, was chosen, and we both will be part of this next season video that's being publicated.
Great. Well, we will definitely be watching for that as well. And it just, I mean, the question that it brings to mind for me is what this documentary is going to capture, but how much has this transformation really impacted your life and in what ways?
It's definitely, well, one thing is I just retired from Caterpillar the end of last year. So I've kind of retired from my day-to-day job. So this has given me something that I can really focus on and move forward with and think about what I want to do with my retirement. So that's another reason why I'm also looking at the promoting a bodybuilding show as well. But it's given me a much more positive outlook, and knowing my health issues, it's knowing that I'm keeping that in check. I know there may be no cures for the ailments I have, but I also know that I don't have to let them rule and control my life. There's ways of addressing that, and this is definitely one of the more positive ways you can approach it. And health-wise, I know I'm being able to get out there and enjoy every day. You may not be able to determine, you know, when the day is your last day on this earth is, but you can determine how good those days are that you are here. So I choose to do that.
And that's awesome. I mean, that's ultimately, if folks take nothing else away from this interview, I hope that they hang on to those words, because that's really the way that, in my opinion, you should live your days to the fullest, to the best of you can. That you can, regardless of what's going on in your life or what obstacles may be in front of you, because if there's a will, there is a way, and I think you're definitely a testament to that. And so in addition to pursuing your passion for bodybuilding, you also love photography.
Yes, I do.
And I see a lot of your pictures on Facebook. And is this also a side business that you're pursuing? In your, I guess, retirement from Caterpillar, but non-retirement
yeah.
In the rest of life?
Yeah, it's probably going to take up a little more time as I move forward here. Right now, it's just been mostly focused around my competitions and good friends that I know that I work out with in the gym and other people I like to support. And even when I get to go to shows, if I can take my camera and get pictures of athletes out there, I love sending them pictures and capturing great moments of them on the stage. I know a lot of them have appreciated that. I usually do that just because I'd love to do it. But as time progresses here, I probably will push that a little more as well, yes.
All right, very good. So for individuals out there who might be a little bit later in life, but they're still got a lot of life left in them, and bodybuilding, competitive bodybuilding might be an avenue for them, what advice would you have to give them?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't even say even if they don't want to compete, if they really want to enjoy life a little more, I really highly recommend getting into that gym, doing the workout. You don't have to train hard. You just got to train every day if you can. And like I say, as you get older, you have to train different. You can't train like those young guys in there. You have to be smart. Our joints ain't what they used to be, and you got to protect those. So you may be doing a little bit of lighter weight and more repetitions and that type of thing. And then the other piece, a big piece of it, is nutrition. You've got to eat good. You got to eat well. Not necessarily you have to eat clean every day, but the cleaner you eat, I think the better off you are. That's my personal perspective, but I think that's probably more because I'm a diabetic and I've had the heart issues, so I think for me, eating cleaner is definitely a better route than eating some of the processed foods that some people can get away with when you're younger and stuff. But yeah, it's like I say, it's how long you're here, it's how you enjoy the time you do have here, and staying in shape, even getting out and doing that walking every day if you can, goes a long way to improving that time you're here.
Definitely. Keep it moving. Keep it healthy. And I got to ask, so talking about the young bucks in the gym, do you get a lot of them that come up to you and are just like, man, how do you do that? Or how can I look like you? Or, you know, what you do is just so awesome.
Yeah, I actually have a pretty good following at my own gyms here in Peoria, and I'm always open. They know when I'm working out. They don't usually come up and bust in, but they know when I take breaks. I'm more than welcome to talk to them about my background, how I got to where I'm at, and helping them and guiding them, and it's pretty amazing the amount of people I have asking me every day about how I got to where I'm at and how can they do it. And I say, yeah, you can do it. Just stick with it. It's consistency and eating well and treating yourself the best you can.
Well, and I mean, and I think that's awesome. Anytime that, and not just an athlete, but a person in general can be a motivator to someone else to better them. You know, I think that just makes the world that much better because that person is then hopefully once they reach their goals or as they're reaching their goals, going to turn around and do the same thing for something else. So always happy to hear when things like that, when that happen. So one of the things we like to do on this show is give our guests a chance to give shout outs to anyone and everyone who has either helped them or been an inspiration to them along the way. And I'd like to go ahead and give you that chance as well.
Well, thank you. I definitely got to give a shout out to my coach, Leif Anderson. Yes, because I know I wouldn't be where I'm at without his under his tutelage and guidance. So I definitely appreciate that. Of course, a lot of shout out to my own family. They're not online at the time, but they've been a great support for me. And then a shout out to Team Classic Physique. Every one of them has been a blessing to me and have been very kind and family oriented, like we've mentioned. Shout out to P4P, my sponsor, and just a shout out to all the Fit Family friends I have on Facebook. Everybody's just super supportive. Couldn't ask for anything better, honestly.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Jack, for joining us. And we wish you much luck coming up on October 29th, and we'll be watching.
Well, thank you very much. Look forward to it. You take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, we will. Good night. All right, guys, so that was Mr. Jack, Ageless Wonder, Superman, Captain America, Halverson, and I say, oh, my goodness. When you hear things like heart attack, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, you would think, man, that's just someone who's going to sit in his chair and just try to make it through life. But Jack's not making it through life. He is thriving, and that is definitely something that a healthy lifestyle can do for you. And he really is not taking any of his ailments as an excuse. So I myself find that very motivating and just so thrilled to finally have him on the show. We've been chasing him for several weeks, and it's always, I've got a competition coming up, can we wait? I've got a competition coming up, can we wait? So even though he still has another competition coming up, he made time, and I am so happy. So, folks, October 29th, NGA Natural Peoria Bodybuilding Championships. I've already heard through the windmill that we should have several P4P athletes there. Looks to be a great show, and I know that all of the pros that came out of Minnesota Mayhem, that NGA is honoring those pro cards, and they are welcome to come compete. So if you folks didn't know, now you know, and you know, get out there, love a bodybuilder, support a bodybuilder, support natural bodybuilding. It is a great sport. Yep, has its ups and downs, challenges, all that good kind of stuff, but at the end of the day, it's promoting good health, healthy lifestyle, and that's what's really important. So even if you have no desire to get on the stage, we can all use your support, and we'd love to have you on our journey with us. So P4P Real Talk, we're going to be back at it again on Thursday. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And although my oh my gosh, check it out. At the last minute, Mr. Kalen Patterson, come on in. How are you?
You got jokes. How are you doing?
I am good. I am good. I was actually getting ready to wrap. I had a great conversation with Jack Halverson, and just talking about what led him into his journey and his successes so far and where he's headed in the future. So
He is.
We had a great chat and just talked about watching him grow over the years. He's really only been competing for a few short years starting in 2014, but he's made a lot of strides since then. And I know that you've had the opportunity to watch him as well. And he just gets better and better.
Yeah. I don't know if you had talked about it at the Mayhem where, you know, somebody like Marsha Johnson and somebody like Jack, where people say it's just too late to start, and then you have them winning. It's like it's really kind of humbling, and it also takes away a lot of excuses and reasons for not starting at any age.
Exactly, because Marshall Johnson is 55, which I had no idea that he was 55, and then Jack is going to be turning 58 on October 29th, the same day that he's competing at the NGA Naturals in Peoria. So even though I didn't get a chance to say it earlier, Jack, happy early birthday. Great way to celebrate. But, yeah, there really is no excuse not to get started if you have a desire to do it. And that's the main thing.
Yes. And, you know, if you see Jack, like, he looked great in pictures. But in person,
yes.
He's got an amazing physique.
Definitely, and much potential there still to be tapped into. So I know that's definitely his goal, and I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yes. I mean, I'm really excited because, like, I think I was at the Kansas City show a couple of years back when Marsha was there, and it was just somebody that couldn't be quiet because he said, you know, You're a motivation that most people don't think about, and that's later down the road. And, you know, not only is he stepping on stage like Jack is, but they're actually winning with great physiques.
Yes, against younger competitors.
Yes, they're winning the Open, not
even
the Masters.
Yeah, well, even in the Masters. So you take someone like Jack, who's about to be 58, he's competing in 50-plus, and most of the people he's competing against are still in their early 50s and or in their 40s, depending on the show and how they split up the categories. So they are still beating individuals that are younger than them. And Jack, I have to say, he does do a good job of holding his own in the Open as well. I've seen him compete in the overall several times, and he does very well.
Yes. You know, it's really something, you know. Like, I think Ray Binkowski had said it best when he started talking about the elderly NPC and the elderly IFBB. He's like, well, how many do you really see that have been holding it down, to pull a word from JB, for so long, and still, you know, keeping their body together, because their bodies are pretty much falling apart after the extended drug use. And then you have a natural athlete that can get out there like Jack is doing, like Marshall's doing, like Ed Castillo's doing, and still continuing to, like you said, this is not something where they did it one and done for 1 year and stepped off stage because their body couldn't maintain it.
Oh, this is something they've constantly improved. Exactly. And they have goals to constantly improve. They have no desire to be a one and done. They see this as a viable activity for them into the future.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, boy, you nailed it right there. Good job.
So it was just awesome. I'm sorry. sorry we wrapped before you could join us, but you know, we'll have some more fun and interviewing coming up on Thursday.
Yes, another P4P athlete, one of our own, Sarah. And I, you know, she's one of those personalities where she just kind of molds on you, where you just, it's just great to be around her. And, you know, she was with us at the Arnold, and she was one of those personalities that just stood out. And we had a great, you know, we've talked about this before, but we had a great team. And when we're over there, and it's just really nice when you can just mesh with people that you have no idea about, no clue about background or anything. When you get together, it's like, you know, you've known each other for years. So this is a person I'm really interested to actually go one-on-one and talk with. Because, you know, in group environments, you basically get to learn bits and pieces, but now we'll get to learn the real deal.
Awesome. So that's coming up on Thursday, folks. And before we run out of time this evening, one show that I did forget to mention that is coming up this fall yet also is the OCB Midwest States, and that is November 19th. I believe, and I bring that up because Mr. Kalen Patterson should be at that show. I myself are looking at being at that show, and had a little, I don't want to call it a mishap, but Mr. Kalen was not able to wear his P4P Fruit Punch red posing suit at Minnesota Mayhem, so I'm looking forward to the debut of the red posing suit at the OCB Midwest States, Mr. Patterson. And I'm sure everyone else, thank you to all of you out there who helped vote.
Yes.
Helped Kalen pick the color for his posing suit. So thank you for that. But I think we're all looking forward to that, Kalen. So I'm going to have those red bad boys ready.
It's humbling.
That's all he can do is giggle. That's what we got. That's what we got. So, anyway, OCB Midwest States coming up. Another one in addition to the other fall shows that we talked about. So, a lot of good stuff out there, folks. Keep your pencil next to your calendar because you want to keep track of all of these. If you're not competing, you at least want to come out if you get the chance and support, as I was talking about earlier. So other than that, Mr. KP, my PIC, which stands for Partner in Crime, you got anything else for our listeners tonight?
Sorry I missed everything. I really look forward to talking with Jack, and I'm just sorry I didn't have enough signal strength to actually hold the connection. So hopefully I'll be in a better spot to do this next time.
Yeah, technology is the worst. But you know what? You got here in time.
You just said it.
I did. It is the worst.
Yes.
But you got here in time to share your perspective on Mr. Halverson and give your snickerdoodle shout-out.
Snickerdoodle.
One of these days I'm going to try some, I promise. One of these days. But I'm sorry, I'm ready
to reorder
my P4P protein.
I want to always have it in stock.
And, I'm going with chocolate. I have to go with my standby. That's my flavor. That's what I like. That's what I'm ordering. So snickerdoodle is safe for a couple more weeks.
Don't worry about the snickerdoodle, Dez. You don't have to do that.
Don't try and use reverse psychology on me. Don't do it. I know exactly what you're doing. I know it. So anyway, folks, thanks for joining us tonight. Have a fantastic week. We hope you join us on Thursday. On behalf of myself, Jack Halverson, Kalen, P4P Muscle, your body is a temple.
Take
so let's build it.